Talking some football here with the head coach up at Princeton in Nathan Powell. The Tigers, they had a home game against a tough opponent last week, and they get a road game. I'm not sure if it's an equally tough opponent, but I'll say that Clark County's pretty tough opponent from what I know about the boys from Cahokia. That'll be the opponent this week for the Tigers. This has to be, and I've been here since 02, Coach, and I'm trying to remember, has Princeton played Clark County in anything, let alone football? It's either never happened or it's been a long time since the Tigers have gone over to Clark.
I don't know that I have ever heard of us playing them in anything, whether it's, you know, softball, basketball, baseball, anything. So, you know, that was part of the intrigue a couple of years ago whenever, we talked with Midway and decided we didn't want to keep that thing going. 2.5 hours was too far. So, we talked with Clark County, and they were open on the second week. We were open, and we thought, you know, it's something new. It's something different. We'll give it a shot and see how we go. I mean, they've got a brand new field at the time, and it's still a beautiful field, turf, and something our kids aren't used to. So, you know, it's going to be a long trip, but it'll be a unique environment for us. And, you know, hopefully we can beat that trip and go compete.
Well, and I could bring it up on Google Maps and see how far it is. I'm going to guess 1.5 hours, but it's on the same highway, so it's an easy trip.
It was. It says 1 hour and 58 minutes, but I don't know if the school bus is going to be keeping up with Google Maps. So we're banking on two. Banking on at least 2 hours.
So you play somebody new. You know that, you know, they play the Brookfields of the world and the Centralias of the world in a really tough conference. You talk about conferences that are razor tough. You know, the Clarence Cannon is, as far as Northern Missouri, they're up on that list. So I don't know what they have, but I know that they play tough people every year, so they're going to be a well-established program.
Very much so, and Coach Allen's been there quite a while. I mean, when I first went to Maryville, we played Clark County in 2008 in the championship, and Coach Allen was the quarterback on that team. So, you know, he's a hometown guy. There's a lot of success in that past, and there's a lot of tradition there with them. And you know, as we watch them on film, they're very similar to what I saw that many years ago. You know, they're going to spread you out. They've got a lot of big size. They were very physical. And, you know, they had a down year last year, but I think they brought nearly everybody back. So, you know, all that experience they got last year, even though it was on the losing end a lot, you know, that you can't do anything but build on that. So, you know, we know they'll be prepared. We know, I mean, we're not going to be anything that they're going to be uncomfortable with. They see a meat grinder of a schedule as it is. So we got our hands full, and, you know, like I said, it's something new, and we're trying to push our kids to go establish something, you know, building off of last week, and why not now?
Yeah, as we, you know, talk about last week, and I was listening to some of the coaches that were, you know, on the radio airwaves last Friday, and one of them was Coach Fritz, and obviously he was on a long trip back from Princeton. He had a lot of really nice things to say about your group and how much you kind of frustrated the Dragons, especially early. You tried some stuff, and the stuff worked. And, you know, obviously by the end of the night, they just were too much and they wore you down. But there were some positives that you can take out of that game.
There were a lot of good things, you know. And the first week, you're always going to see things that aren't as clean as you want. So, those are things you just expect. But, you know, there were a lot of things that, like I said before, we could build on. You know, this was, without question, the best offensive game we've ever had against Mid-Buchanan. You know, we were leading for a moment. I'll say a moment. It was a couple of minutes. We actually had the lead for the first time ever against Mid-Buck, you know, at least since I've been here. And, you know, I mean, we were right there competing with them. And going to the second quarter, we were just down 14-8. And then the tempo that they used, I mean, we played them now several times, and this is the fastest tempo they've ever had. So, you know, it really wore on us. I think the first drive, we got a stop. Then, you know, we scored, they scored, went back and forth a couple times, and going to the second quarter. And it was in the second quarter where you could really see the fatigue set in. You know, it was still a little warm, not too bad, but they just had an extra gear that we didn't have. And, you know, whether that was, you know, subbing in and just having some fresh legs at times, it became pretty obvious that all the runs we were kind of containing at first started to break long, you know, a 36-yard run, a 50-yard run, a 20-yard run. And, you know, before that, we'd been holding them to 5 and 6 and not big game breakers. But that second quarter was the game.
And it wasn't, you know, it felt warm down in the game I called in Brookfield because I was in a hot press box. But it wasn't a hot night, but it was a warm night. And warm nights wear down kids. When it's in the 80s and 70s, if you play both ways, as Princeton does at Class 1 level, you're just going to get worn down. So you just kind of keep your nose to the grindstone this week and, you know, keep getting into shape kids-wise, right?
Right. And, you know, that game shape is something you have to build to. I mean, you can run and you can do whatever you want to get ready, but until you get into the game and you're going 100% on every play, you know, up against somebody else who's doing the same, that fatigue is just different. And so, you know, I think I'm really proud of the effort our kids gave. You know, we didn't have any cramping issues until the fourth quarter. Or I guess it was late third quarter. We had a couple of cramps, and then we finished up with that fairly unscathed. You know, we didn't have any injuries. We just really had that nagging cramp thing start up in about the third quarter, and it was with a couple of kids. But you know, overall, for the amount of snaps they had to play, for the tempo they played, and really for the effort they were given, our kids really did a very, very good job on Friday night.
And I think it's fair to remind people, too, that it's something that people are going to talk about when they talk about your football team. Hey, the numbers are down at Princeton. But even with down numbers, the kids that you have, they're young, yes, but you have some really good natural athletic ability with the group that you have this year.
Very much so. And, you know, our offensive line, I've kind of bragged on them earlier. You know, they're coming together really well, and we've got several new faces on that line and some guys in different spots. And, you know, it's not going to be week one and week two where we're just gelling. It's going to take some time. And, you know, we took some strides last week, making some calls up front that we're going to expect them to make going forward. And, you know, with our backs, with the athleticism we have with our backs and with our receivers, if our line can give us time to throw, we've got kids that can catch and make a big play. And if we can get the line to drive off the ball consistently, Andrew and Tyler and Tyler Kaufman, we've got several running backs that can make some big plays for us.
Ideally, you know, and I know that you kind of mentioned that Cass Midway, you played them a couple of years. You didn't want to make that trip, so you added Clark County this year. You played Mid-Buchanan for a number of years. Ideally, because until things switch around a little bit, you're going to have kind of this two-game slate to get ready for conference play. Ideally, what would you like to see those two games look like for the Tigers?
It's easy to say you want to compete, you want to go win, you want to do all those things, but, you know, we are. It's really been outside of Midway. You know, Mid-Buck is quite a bit bigger than us school-wise, and Clark County is obviously a lot bigger than us school-wise, but we just want our kids to kind of get in their heads that, you know, it doesn't matter who it is or where it is, we've got to buck up and compete. And, you know, you hate to get beat year in, year out in week one, but, you know, at some point those kids have got to buy in. And like I said, this week or this year, this was the best game we've had against them. I think our kids stood up and competed better than they have before. And this week's no different. You know, we see them on film and the kids can see how physically big Clark County is, and we see a lot of the explosive plays they had last week. But, you know, our kids are excited at the opportunity. They feel good about some of the things they did last week. And, you know, this week's a great chance to build on that and really get ourselves in shape to hit the conference season feeling good.
Yeah, if you're getting ready for Trenton, you're looking at, you know, Gibson and probably even as much so Novak. I was talking with Coach Ross. If you're getting ready for Polo, Maverick Gentry is really putting up some big numbers at the quarterback position for Polo. Is there a guy like that for Clark County that immediately you go, that's their bell cow, or that's their number one? Or is the strength of Clark County the fact that they're pretty deep and they can go with a lot of guys?
I was impressed with the depth they had, and I was impressed that they don't have the one guy you've got to stop. Their running back made some explosive plays, and he was a physical runner. Quarterback, they give him the option to make some reads. He made some decent throws. You know, I really think you've got those two guys, and like most teams, you've got the quarterback and running back there we've really got to pay attention to. But, man, their offensive line is fantastic. They're physical to get off the ball. They're big bodies. And so, you know, they really, to watch them on film, are a very complete football team. It's just a matter of, like I told our kids last night, they had a down season last year. We had a down season. And it's really just a matter of who's going to come out and take the punch first and get through it. And, you know, hopefully our kids are ready for the challenge.
Whether or not it's a guy who's just working his rear end off, or it's a guy on Friday night putting up numbers for you and deserves to be mentioned, are there any guys that immediately come to mind with your group coach that you say, you know, they probably need to have their name mentioned on this interview for the work they're doing?
Right now, I would say our offensive line. You're going to hear about Andrew and Tyler. You hear about the backs. Talon had a big game last week, but you know, up front, Chance Glenn, Johannes Oaks, Evan Houck, Dylan Gerdner, Hunter Foster, Nicholas Rubio, Gabe Zeider, they are doing a fantastic job up front. And, you know, we put a lot on them. And, you know, they're, when you're an offensive defensive lineman, you are grinding on every snap. And we don't have a lot of depth there. So those kids had, I couldn't tell you how many reps. I don't know how many of them actually got breaks on last Friday. But those kids are doing a fantastic job. And you never hear good stuff about the offensive lineman. It's always somebody growling about a block they missed. So this will be their hype time. They're doing a great job for us. I'm very, very happy with them. They're lights out different than they were last year. So like I said, they'll take us as far as we can go, and we're really, really proud of the effort they're doing.
Yeah, I was noticing that with my own call in the Trenton-Brookfield last game. Trenton's O-line really dominated Brookfield, and, you know, that's the reason why Trenton ran for so many yards. And in the second half, Trenton had a couple of drives bogged down because of a false start and things like that. And you just, it crosses your mind as a broadcaster going, man, yeah, you mentioned them with a false start. You need to mention them more often when they're getting the job done up front.
They get a big block, mention them, not just, there's that kid holding or something negative.
What's the next step for your team, Coach? You're doing a lot of good things, especially with playing a team of mid-Buchanan's quality. Where do you kind of hope that next step-wise it puts your team here a couple of weeks down the road?
We had a chance to make, we had two or three chances to make some big plays on Friday to keep drives alive and possibly even score, and we just didn't make the play. We just didn't finish it. And so those are the things we've got to do. You know, you can't just keep getting up to that point or, you know, being on the verge. You have to finally take that step and make that move, and that's what we've got to get our kids to buy in, not just buy into, but that's what we've got to get our kids to do. When we get an opportunity to make a big play, we have to do it. Or, you know, when we have an opportunity to make an open field tackle to save a big play, we've got to make it. So that's what we're looking for now. You know, the attitudes and the efforts are good. It's just now we've got to perform on Fridays.
Yeah, it's a head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Nathan Powell. Princeton is at Clark County this week. And if memory serves, you got the Trenton Bulldogs coming into your place next week.
That's right.
GRC play opens in, well, as we're recording this, 9 nights from now. If this airs game night, it'll be 7 nights from now. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.